Hello.
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 Hi, am I speaking to Turtle?
This is she.
Turtle, this is Ella James calling you from Number Creating. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I'm so sorry I couldn't call you the past 2 days. I was really sick and couldn't come to the office. That's why I missed out on your messages. But I just wanted to discuss briefly about the pricings. So
Yes.
basically, the seven, as you know, that we don't keep the royalties, but Amazon and Barnes and Noble do keep their royalties when it comes to publishing your book. And if you want 70% off your royalties, the price is mentioned, which is below $10 for the ebook version. And if you set according to their criteria, that's going to benefit you in a very long run because then you're going to get the maximum royalties and profit out of your books. So, yeah, if the choice is completely yours, if you want to price something else, then again, it will disturb your income and your royalties over your books.
Okay, I have a question. What's the royalty for Barnes and Noble?
It's both the platforms have the same criteria as I shared with you.
Okay, so Barnes and Noble has the same criteria as Amazon. So here's the other question. Once these books are on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, if I personally want to order books to be printed and sent to me, do I need to go through KDP at that point, or what do I still need to do?
Okay, you will have to process for the you will have to process for the author's copy. That will be directly done on your Amazon page, and from there you can get the author's copy. If you have any trouble placing order for the author's copy, then we can also do that for you.
Okay, so all I need to do is log into my KDP, and then I can order as many author copies as I want.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so is the cost different?
I am not really sure how much will it cost you, as it entirely depends on the amount of page numbers and if it's a paperback or a hardcover. All of these, sections, when these are answered, then they finalize the payment method.
Okay. All right. So I was just wondering, so after this, I wouldn't need to call you guys to have printed books.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
I wouldn't need to contact you all for printed books.
Yeah, but your printed copies are already getting processed, right?
Yeah, so like if I wanted more, I wouldn't need to go through you all, I would go through Amazon.
That's completely your choice. If you want us to publish your print your books, then we can do that. If you want the author's copy of Amazon and Barnes and Noble, you can get that too.
Okay. Well, I thought about what you were. I mean, I looked at what you were saying, and I think I sent you where I would just go with the. I think it was it? Yeah, it was 10. So if I do 10 and I do 15, is that still in the 70, or do I need to do it like $9.99, $14.99?
$9.99 and $14.99 is the best price that I would suggest.
Okay.
All right.
So I probably will. I probably will just go with those so that I can move to the next step. And were they able to fix that little symbol? Because if not, I don't want to take up much time with that symbol being like that. I'm not going to worry about it.
All right, let me look into it and see if the symbol is removed. If not, then we will proceed further as it is. All right?
Yeah, because I mean, I don't need it to be removed necessarily because I like it when it's printed out. The symbol is fine once it's printed. It's just it just jumps to its own page when it's on an ebook, and it's kind of just random, but I don't need it to be removed. So if we have to do some extra work for all of that, I'd rather not do it.
Yeah, I completely understand, and nor do I want to, stretch your project anymore. And I want to get your book published as soon as possible, so don't worry about it. I will keep you updated if there is anything that is needs to be changed.
okay, and we can go with the $9.99, and then once I get the audio book, we can do the pricing and stuff on that side.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Have you started recording your audio book?
I have. I needed the files to be sent to me so that I can start sending the first 3 chapters to you.
Perfect. Sounds great to me. And also, each chapter should be, you know, for each chapter should have a different start and ending to the audio.
Okay. So, question, because that's now not how I necessarily recorded them. So, are you saying that each chapter needs to be read in total and be on one audio itself?
I'm so sorry for interrupting. Your voice is breaking apart.
Hold on. Let me get you off of. Let me go to my earbud.
All right.
So are you saying that each chapter needs to be on its own audio file?
Yes, absolutely. And each file must not be longer than 120 minutes.
It shouldn't be longer than an hour and 20 minutes, you said?
120 minutes, yeah. An hour and.
Wait, hold on.
I believe it's like 30 minutes.
I don't have anything as long as that. But the problem is,
I'm so sorry for interrupting again. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now, Ella?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so the thing, because my audio file that I have currently, I don't have the entire. One audio file for chapter one. So I did not read chapter one all the way through by itself. And so are you saying I need to go back and redo that?
If that's possible, yes. That's going to make it much easier because each part of the book needs a different audio, such as, you know, if it could be introduction, it could be acknowledgement, it could be dedication, then moving on to chapter one, it needs to be a different file. Then chapter two needs to be a different file. Chapter three needs to be a different file. This is how we're going to go. And each chapter, the recording for each chapter shouldn't be longer than 120 minutes.
Okay, so the intro, acknowledgement, all of those need to be separate too, or can those all be together?
No, separate.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have. Basically, that was a waste of recording because I basically did not do that.
I sincerely do apologize, but it's just to make the process easier and make sure that everything is clearly, you know, conveyed. And again, all of this is really important. I will also list down a few things that are really important in order to proceed further with the audiobook so that there is no confusion in the future for you as well.
Yeah, can you send me an email about how this needs to be done exactly so I don't waste any more time or money?
Sure. I will just get back to you on Teamwork as soon as I get off this call, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Can you just stay with me online if I can just look into with the publishing team and maybe get your book published right now?
Yes.
Okay. I hope you're not busy right now, right?
No, I can hold on.
Perfect. Just give me a minute and I'll be right back. Trisha, are you there with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for being so patient. I'm so sorry for making you wait on hold. The publisher is not available right now. Would you be available any? Would you be available anytime later today?
Yes, you can call me back.
Perfect. Sounds great. And I will also be sharing with you the audiobook requirements in the meantime so that you can review it and proceed further with the audiobooks. And I will keep you updated when we will be proceeding further with the publishing. All right?
Okay, Ella, I have a quick question, too. So if I record, if I start an audio file and I read from chapter one all the way to the end, I mean, well, chapter one from the beginning to the end, and then I break the audio file. If there are errors in between that time, are you guys going to be able to fix that?
I will have to check that with the team and see if they can do that. Because usually what the process is that we share the, you know, voices with the clients. Either they want a female voice or a male voice, and then the team gets it recorded. And then we share it with the client for revisions, like just the way we do with the drafts. So I will have to confirm the process and get back to you. Will that be all right?
Yes. Please do, because I'm going to be perfect from start to finish.
Absolutely.
I mean, it won't be bad, but you guys should be able to split or whatever. So, yes, please get back to me because I have to go record again this week, and I don't want to waste time or money going to do this, and it's not right.
Absolutely. I understand. Don't worry about it. Let me have a word with the team and get back to you. If you have any questions, any confusion that you may have, you can get back to me. You have my number. You can call me anytime. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, that's it.
Okay. Have a great day and take care of yourself.